When I was 24 years old, life as I knew it came to a screeching halt when my nervous system went completely haywire. For 6 to 8 months, I faced inexplicable daily episodes where I'd lose control over my motor skills and my body would spasm and tremor uncontrollably. I experienced numbness and tingling in my limbs, muscle weakness, impaired sensory perception, bladder dysfunction, and nervous exhaustion. I wasn't able to talk, chew, or swallow in any normal way. I also had trouble formulating thoughts and accessing my memory. After a neurological exam, an EEG to measure electrical activity in my brain, and evoked potential testing to determine how my nerves responded to certain stimuli, my internist announced his unsettling diagnosis. "Well, the great news is that you don't have cancer," he said. "The bad news is that you have multiple sclerosis." After that, everything became a blur as the words "incurable" and "deterioration" echoed through my head. Sick to my stomach, terrified and shocked, I looked at my poor mother, who was completely offended by the doctor's abrupt and insensitive manner. Together, we staggered out of the office. When my doctor suggested chemo as a first step, everything inside me screamed that I needed to find an alternative route to conquering this so-called incurable disease. This was 1989, so there was no Google, and there wasn't much information out there about unconventional ways to deal with, much less recover from, MS. I had, however, faced candida issues when I was around 18 years old, while battling mono, so I'd been initiated into the world of holistic diet, health, and candida overload to a certain extent. I knew that Candida albicans is a harmless yeast, a type of fungus, that lives naturally in everyone, men, women, and kids alike. In a healthy body, Candida lives symbiotically in a balanced environment, in the gastrointestinal tract, on the mucous membranes, and on the skin. Unfortunately, however, this harmless yeast can overgrow and turn into an opportunistic pathogen. I believed Candida was the primary culprit in what was happening to me. Research validated my suspicions. I learned that yeast Candida overgrowth and fungal toxins are a major factor in all autoimmune diseases, including, but certainly not limited to, MS. An autoimmune condition is one in which the immune system works overtime to defend itself against one or more rogue pathogens, so much so that it aggressively attacks the body's own cells. Think of it as friendly fire gone awry. To calm down my immune system and remove the burden that a candida overgrowth creates, I turned to Dr. C. Orion Truss and Dr. William G. Crook's landmark books on the topic, which drew profound correlations between autoimmune disease and yeast. I also dug into Judy Graham's multiple sclerosis for guidance. I put myself on a strict anti-candida diet, took an antifungal remedy and broader antimicrobial solution called Candida Cleanse by Rainbow Light, replaced 15 silver amalgam fillings in my mouth. I nearly died in the process, as I'd temporarily become even more symptomatic after removing a quadrant of fillings, and used nutritional supplements to heal my immune system. I also worked through emotional and mental layers of fear-based patterns, because I truly believe that what you think about, you bring about, and that negative belief systems and patterns can affect cellular memory. With time and tenacity, my body began to heal. The daily immune system attacks became less aggressive after 6 to 8 months, and bladder and cognitive issues improved after the first year. Fatigue came and went. Numbness and tingling and impaired sensory perceptions lasted the longest. I'll be honest, it wasn't necessarily a smooth upward trajectory. Central nervous system diseases rarely are. The central nervous system controls everything in the body. So it reacts to the external environment each day, along with having to tackle an existing condition. Stress and fear also play a big part in how candida affects the immune system and adrenals.